curious, there's a big budget debate going on in Washington right now. What does this say about issues surrounding huge cuts to Medicare?
Well, you see people here, and senior citizens, you see everyone here. You see especially a lot of people of color here. And I think when you look at who's going to benefit from health care reform, it's those who haven't had access to jobs, to employment opportunities, our senior citizens. And here the Republicans want to dismantle what little there is. And so it's a shame and disgrace. And I wish they'd come to my district and see the thousands of people who are here just to get whatever they can get during this weekend. And I'm very thankful that RAM is doing this. But we as a government can be better than what we are. We need to do this and have people have access, allow people to have access to universal health care coverage so RAM would not have to exist.
And there came really close to a shutdown on Friday. You know, going back and seeing what's going to happen this week, how do you expect it will play out? How do you come down on issues like the debt ceiling, for instance, which is a hot button issue right now?
Well, of course we have to raise the debt ceiling, but we can't continue to go along with these budget cuts. I mean, when you look at what's in this budget, they want to cut all the funding for health care reform. They want to cut all the funding for family planning. This was just the first start. They denied women in Washington, D.C., with their own money, mind you, not federal money, but with their own money, abortion services. And so this is a devastating budget. It's a war on the neediest in our country. It's a war on women. They want to privatize Medicare. It's a war on seniors. We're in a very difficult moment, and I hope people rise up around this country and say, no, no more, enough is enough. And that's what we're dealing with.
Finally, I'm just curious if you have a timeline for how you expect this will all play out.
No, we don't. The Tea Party is in control of the budget negotiations, really, and they're driving this whole deal. They haven't put forth one package of bills to create jobs and to turn the economy around, and they say that's why they were elected. But I think the public and the country is seeing how disingenuous they are. And so the time frame, elections, 2012, and I'm telling you one thing, I'm organizing and helping Leader Pelosi and helping our Democrats take back this House, because what a difference an election makes. And we see now this roadmap to ruin, trying to end Medicare for seniors as part of their overall goal.
Thank you so much for your time.